Good morning. Welcome aboard the International Space Station. I am ready for the questions. To become an astronaut, you just in your native language, but when we fly on the International Space Station, there are two official languages, Russian and English. Over. We are on GMT, so England, much of Europe, and parts of Africa. Over. Oh, we have to. We have scheduled sleep time every night for 7-8 hours. Over. In the space station, the temperature is always the same, and it's very comfortable. Outside the space station, we wear special space suits, which also work to maintain a constant temperature, so we pretty much feel the same all the time. Over. Oh, unfortunately not. That would make for an exciting day, but we haven't. Over. Well, as I'm sitting here talking to you, two of my friends are sitting here taking pictures of our beautiful Earth, so that would have to be my favorite planet. I'm also very interested in the secrets Mars has to reveal. Over. No, not yet. All of our windows face toward Earth, and we're only several hundred kilometers away from you. Over. I think there is the likelihood that there is some life forms, maybe in the solar system, other simple life forms, probably out there in the universe. Over. Go ahead with your next question. We have a lot of food pre-flown for us, so when it's here when we arrive, we get to pick a little bit of it, but most of it is a standard menu, and then we just prepare. We either warm it in a food warmer or add hot water to it to rehydrate it, and then eat three meals a day, like on Earth. Over. I think most of our reactions are the same. I think there are subtle changes that occur to our body from being in space, and that's one of the reasons we're here, is to understand that. Over. We have a 12-hour kind of work day that's scheduled for us in Houston. It includes 2 hours of exercise, time to eat, but mostly it's science and maintenance and repairs. Over. For oxygen, we have oxygen that is flown. We're also capable of generating small quantities of it. And obviously a closed system where we are bringing all we need and don't need to fly more is what we're going to need as we head out into deep space. Over. This science up here, the variable we can remove is the effects of gravity. So we grow cells, we're growing crystals, we're growing plants, all in this environment to, because they do develop and grow differently. And we're looking at novel ways to improve life on Earth and to prepare exploration of the solar system. Over. I have a crewmate that is going to have a birthday this Friday, and yes, we will have a small party on the ISS this Friday. Over. Via Kilo 1 Sierra Lima Delta, this is Oscar Romeo 4 ISS, do you still read? Over. Okay, I'm here with you. Over. I'm sitting here watching Alex take pictures of the Earth. That's one of our big hobbies, is taking photographs. Over. You have the next question. Over. See, the next question is, how difficult is it to readjust to life on Earth after a long stay in space? We have about 6 weeks of rehabilitation and in the gym, and I'll be able to tell you that here in another couple months. Over. It's one of the things we're up here studying. Our fluid shifts throughout our body because gravity is not pulling it down, and we need to understand how that works better before we head out to the solar system. Over. The planet that looks best from space is Earth. We are very close to Earth. The other planets don't look much different from our perspective, and Earth is our home. It's amazingly beautiful. Over. Just want to thank everyone for joining me today. I encourage you to continue to follow the mission and keep up the good work in school. Over.